Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Welcome back. We just can't seem to get enough of James Brown today. I like it. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. CFOforRent.com, that's Gene Siciliano's website. I encourage you to go there and check that out and find out more about his books, including one of my favorites, one that I think you need to have on your desk. Now, and dog-eared and yellow marks, yellow stickers coming out of it, and red pencil marks, and you should probably wear one out a year. And that's
you go, Jim. You tell them.
Finance for the non-financial manager. Well, yeah, my audience knows this is one of my soapbox, Gene. This is one of my soapbox. If you said to me, okay, Jim, I'm going to go coach that small business over there. Where should I start? I would say start with the financial management. That's where they need help. And I'd be right 99 times out of 100.
You would. And that is where I start, by the way. We actually start with the... And I'm coaching a CEO in finance. We actually start with going through the table of contents of that book. And that become for CEOs, that becomes the qualifier. Where do they think their strong and weak areas are? And it's an excellent tool for helping them to not only realize where their weak areas are, but realize their areas they haven't even thought about, but they should have thought
about. What's an example of what they haven't thought about?
How a small business, growing their business, how to exit. I've been growing this business for 20 years now. I'm 60 and change. I'm going to keep doing this forever.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer is you're not going to keep doing.
No,
it
you're going to go out point, feet first, head first, one way or the other.
I'm really tired. I really don't want to do this anymore. Oh my gosh, I'm injured. I'm aging. And I can't do this anymore.
And those life things will hit you quicker than you've got time to respond to get your company to the point where you can divest of it.
You bet. That's absolutely true. It's ending your business, which is a good example as any for CEO challenges, is as important a thing to plan for as starting the business in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't get that. So coaching very often is to help them to look inside and to say, what do I really want to be doing 5 years?
So one of the things I've said for a long time, Gene, is that our businesses and our lives weave a very fine seam between each other. And what you're talking about in the example of the individual you just gave us, you're talking about making more of a distinction between those two parts of your life, aren't you? Increasing the separation between your life and your business.
Absolutely.
Where you can make a break.
If you don't see them as separate, in my experience, people that I've worked with, the family life suffers. The separation, the drawing the line where you put the business aside so you can relate to your family and spend time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's time to leave or it's time to sell or it's time to do whatever, to transition, is very often invisible to that person until it's too late. And too late means the difference between a well-executed whatever, exit or what have you, and a poorly executed one. You know, getting the top price for a business that you have built and that has value, or walking away from it and sliding the key under the door because its value has declined because you have declined in your value.
If there's one thing 99.9%, 999 people out of 1,000 need help with, is being honest and more accurate about what their business is worth. And not everyone is overestimating either, right? Some people are underestimating what their business is worth.
Oh, sure. Yeah, oh, sure. And they can't be objective. I mean, mm-hmm. The definition, if they really love the business, they're not objective. And that's why a coach or an advisor or someone who is able to help them see things that they can't see because they're so close to the business is critical. critical to building the business, critical to starting it, critical to transitioning away from
it. Do you recommend the coach be in face-to-face or they be virtual?
They can be both. It depends on the nature of the individual and
how
the coaching relationship
and everything.
And the goals. But the thing about it is it's really valuable to be able to see how a person physically reacts to guidance.
So face-to-face is better.
Face-to-face is better.
Yeah, no question, Bob. I agree with that. Hey, Gene, good job today. Well done. Come back soon.
I'd love to come back, Gene.
Give us that website one more time.
CFOForRent.com.
The book is called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Gene joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.